My name is Steven Van Zandt with Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. I also act occasionally, and so I'm a DJ.
This is James Hutch the Touch Hutchinson, which is a nickname that Link Ray gave me many years ago and Bonnie Raitt still uses to this day.
This is Brian Wright McLeod, author of the Encyclopedia of Native Music. I think Rumble is a very simple song, and as an instrumental, it's got to be one of the most basic but yet fundamentally moving songs that have ever been recorded for the purposes of rock music.
It was a 12-bar blues as far as the form went, but when Link did it, it was rock and roll.
My first experience with what we call the hard rock riff, and the hard rock part being the distorted guitar, my first experience was the Kinks' first hit single in America called You Really Got Me. And I read that Dave Davies had, in fact, sliced his speakers to get that sound. Well, it turns out he wasn't the first to have done that.
When Link Ray battered holes in his speakers in the late 50s to achieve the sound he was getting live when he cranked the amplifier up, I mean, it was an unknown commodity.
Up to that point, guitars were either strummed or they were picking or various cording styles, but to have the invention of what they called the power chord.
A power chord would be a chord on a guitar with a really distorted tone that you could let ring for quite a while in a tune, for maybe a bar or a number of bars.
Rumble is an act of musical rebellion just by the nature of the sound of the guitar itself.
Rumble was the only instrumental record ever banned from radio at that point. When people would see him perform, you know, his shades never came off. He was always dressed in black leather. He was very intense on stage.
There was one story that Link Ray recounted when they were playing the show, and the leather-jacketed gang kids got together and someone screamed out from the audience saying, "Hey, Link, play Run Chicken Run while I stab this guy." Link Ray was Shawnee and Cherokee.
And he was very proud of his Native American roots. He and Link served in Korea.
I think he lost a lung, which caused him to basically not pursue a career of singing and became more of an instrumental guy because of his lost lung. Being an Indian fighting for America overseas, I think it's a double sort of, a lot of emotion goes into being, a Native American in America with all the prejudice. And then going to fight for the country, makes people very tough. I'm sure it colors their perspective for the rest of their lives.
It was important to him that people knew that he was Native.
He stretched the boundaries of what was considered rhythm and blues at the time. Link turned it into something that was completely his own. Rock music wouldn't be what it is today without Link Ray.